We start the Mishnah. There are two halves to the Mishnah. As a matter of fact, the Mishnah is separate because the two halves of the Mishnah are totally unrelated one to the other. The first part of the Mishnah, there's no Gemara. At least no Gemara which follows about the first part. Let's learn the first part of the Mishnah. The second half of the Mishnah, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, is going to be the main focus of the rest of the parak. Shesh arayas chamures me'elu v'pnei shenesuis la'acherim sereseh mutaris. Imai eishas aviv, achis aviv, achisim yaviv, eishas achi yaviv, eishas achim me'aviv. First part of the Mishnah lists six arayas that were not listed in the first Mishnah. And what's different about these six is that these six could never fall to Yibum. It could never happen that one of these six relatives will fall to Yibum to the male relative. It'll never happen that someone's own mother will fall to Yibum. His daughter could fall to Yibum, because his brother can marry his daughter. His mother could never fall to Yibum to him, because his brother can't marry his mother. Because his brother is not allowed to marry their father's wife. And therefore, what's special about these six arayas, b'mitzias, is that it can never happen, b'mitzias, that they'll fall to Yibum. Now we have a problem. What is the Mishnah telling us exactly? What's the Chiddush in the Mishnah? It's telling you a story. You should know your brother can never marry your mother. Okay, it's a nice thing to know. I don't think it's a very big Chiddush. I think most of us sitting here could figure that out. Even my half-brother can never marry my mother. What exactly is the Chiddush of the Mishnah that says that it'll never happen, it'll never ever happen that your mother falls to you to Yibum? So there seems to be a machlokes Rashi and the Rambam on what the chiddush of this Mishnah is. According to Rashi, the chiddush of the Mishnah is not that my mother can't fall to me to Yibum. That's Pashit. My mother can't fall to me to Yibum. According to Rashi, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that in a case where my mother marries someone else, my father dies, and my mother remarries. Who did she remarry? She remarried someone not related at all. She went and she remarried Pliny. And there's a tzara. That tzara is now a tzara of my mother. My mother went, and she got married Lashuk. She has a tzara, a second wife. So we could declare. We spent the last 10 blat learning that there's something called Tzara Serva that's also to me. So I would think a Tzara Serva is also to me nothing to do with Mesechus Yevamos. Even if my mother went and she got married to Pliny and there was a Tzara in the house, so that's a Tzara of my mother. It's not a case of Yibum, nothing to do with Yibum. But totally from the person that she married. Nesuos la'acherim means she's married to someone totally out of the Yibum picture. So I would have thought that a Tzara Serva is also Litzra, or the Drasha of Rebbe, whichever Drasha you learn, tells me a Tzara is also. So I would think a Tzara of any Erva is also. So if the Rashi, Kamash Malan, our Mishnah, that when a Tzara of a mother is never also to me, because she can't marry my brother, that's Pashut. I don't need a Mishnah for that. My mother can't marry my brother, anybody could figure out. But even if she marries someone outside of the family and has a Tzara, she has a second wife, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that the Tzara's Erva is not Osir to me. The whole Parsha of Tzara's Erva is only a Yibum case, a non-Yibum case, a Tzara's Erva is Mutter. This is the way that Rashi learns the Mishnah. It fits well into the lashon of the Mishnah, which said, "Mipnei shenesuos la'acherim." That's what it means. Sheish arayos chamuros me'elu, mipnei shenesuos la'acherim sereseh mutaris. since they're married to somebody from the outside, so therefore that tzara is mutter. What? So it really doesn't have to do with these six. It would be true about the first 15 also. If my daughter went and married somebody chutz, that the tzara would be mutter. It doesn't have to do with these six. It's saying that by these six, you'll never have a case of a tzara that's awesome. But that's true about the others also. The Rambam, in the Pirsha Mishnayis, learns the Mishnah differently. Now, he does not argue lahalacha. Rashi and the Rambam, as far as I know, don't argue lahalacha. Rashi is maida to the Rambam's halacha, Rambam's maida to Rashi's halacha. They just have two taichin in the Mishnah. The Rambam teaches the Mishnah as follows. The Mishnah is saying that my mother can never fall to me to Yibam. And Mamela, she can't part her tzara. The Rambam says, the chiddush of the Mishnah is, even if my brother goes be'isser and marries my mother, I have a mother, then I have a brother, let's say it's a half-brother, so he's not allowed to marry his father's wife. He goes be'avera and he marries my mother. And then he dies. So in this case, the Mishnah is telling me that my mother doesn't fall to me to Yibam. And Mamela, since she doesn't fall to me to Yibam, she doesn't part her tzara. Why doesn't my mother fall to me to Yibam? If my brother marries my mother and dies, why doesn't she fall to Yibam? Because there's no Kedushin. Can't be Mekadish a mother. Kedushin is not typhus. Kedushin is not typhus in all six. All six are chayve krisis. Kedushin is not typhus, but chayve krisis. So Mamela is up to Rambam, the Mishnah is telling me that lo yitzur it would happen that my brother would go and marry my mother and to be a tzara too, and then my brother would die. My mother doesn't really fall to me to Yibam because my mother was never married to my brother. Brother can't marry in Kedushin Taifsin. And Mamela, she does not pater the tzara either. She doesn't fall to Yibam. She doesn't part to the tzara. She was never really married to my brother. My brother might have gone to her and given her a ring and said, hurry up, but they were never married. And the Mela... What? So the problem with the Rambam is the Chayr, that's also Pasha. And Kedushin Taifs and Bechai Bechrisus. What?
If a brother is not an Isser Erva, or is a lot that matters, it's not going to pater up the tzara. So if you never married, never married.
Right, so the chiddush is that ain't kedushin tais, that you're never married.
Even if there was that, because they didn't do kedushin, there was one part of the tzaris.
If they did do kedushin, the chiddush is that kedushin is not tais. The problem is it's not really a chiddush, kedushin is not tais. By Isurei Krisus, it's not really a chiddush, it's a problem with the rabbi.
Because if it was the Gemara says the chiddush is the
chiddush,
then it would be. The chiddush is the chiddush.
I want to ask that one second. The Rishashi has the kasha. But one second, so we have two pshatim in the Mishnah, Rashi, the Rambam. The problem with the Rambam is that it's pashat. It's pashat that my brother marries my mother, she doesn't fall to me to him, she's not even married to him, and the tzara's mutter. The Rambam, the problem with the Rambam is that l'chor it's pshita. And the problem is even worse, the Rishash asks, because the Gemara in Daf Yud says imai is even andusas of it. Lav Dafka married to my father, even Anusa Saviv. By Anusa Saviv, L'chayrid is Mishkach Hasla, a case of Yibam. Anusa Saviv is not an Issacharis. So then, if my brother marries Anusa Saviv, and she could fall to me to Yibam, because Dusha is typhus. What? What about. If she's married to a stranger and the brother marries the tzara, so then his kedushin is typhus. And then he dies, so that tzara would fall to Yibam. That would. That was the brother went and he married. Yeah, because see, the Rambam is made to Rashi's din that if someone's a tzara from a stranger, there's no iser. The Rambam is made to it. For some reason, he doesn't touch the Mishnah that way. But he's made it to the halacha that if someone's a tzara through to an erva that has nothing to do with Yibam, that the tzara is not an issa. So we have some problems with it, with the Rambam's pshat. The problem pshita, okay, we can live with the pshat problem pshita. It's interesting that the Rambam in Hilchos Yibum, I think it's Perek Vav Halacha Yud Beis, brings the halacha, which we're calling pshita, and the Shulchan Aruch as well. If you look in Kuf Ayin Gimel, what is it, Sif Beis, I guess, the Shulchan Aruch brings it as well. It seems to us to be pshita. It brings it, and okay. You could live with a kasha that something is pashut, it's a kasha, but at least we don't have a sharekite. Rabbi Chanan, the Kaivitzaris, in Simin Gimel Eis Yud, has a hechatimtza where it's a chiddush. Now, Rabbi Chanan is not coming to answer the Rambam. He just talks about the following case. It happens to be from this Rabbi Chanan comes out a case that's a chiddush. Isn't Rabbi Chanan's chiddush? Let's say a woman is a nida. Isurei lavim. It's a lav or a sakaris? So it's a lav, right? Unless it's Esai Mishal Rabbi Kiva, well, it's like Kedushin Tessim Echad Elav. Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan has a hechatimtza of an erva where he asked kedusha should be typhus. How can he have such a hechatimtza? A woman's a nida, and she marries my father. She doesn't go to a mikveh. She's still a nida. She's a nida, and she marries my father. A nida is a sakaris. Eishas Aviv is Issacharis. Ein Issachal al Isser. If she's a Nida, the Isser of Eishas Aviv is not Chal. Zakh Rabbi Chanan, 1 minute, here I have a case where you could be Miyabim, you could fall to Yibim, your father's wife could fall to you to Yibim. Listen to the case. The father marries someone who's a Nida, who's also now the father's wife. But in Issachalis, it's only this Anida. Then, while she's still Anida, the father, let's say he dies, and my brother goes and is Mekadishar. My brother goes and is Mekadishar. Now, Kedushin is Typhus by Issa Anida. One second. So now, Kedushin is typhus on the Issa Nida. Nida is the only Issacharis that Kedushin is typhus. Kedushin is typhus. Now, Frak Rabbi Chanan, Ein Issachal Lisser. We always say Ein Issachal Lisser, unless it's an Issa. Well, let me finish the question. Rabbi Chanan's Lashon is that Ein Issachal Lisser, because he says it's not Issa Meiser, it's not Issachal. That's his Lashon. He says that if my father marries Anida and then dies, and then my brother is Mekadisha while she's still Anida, L'chayr Kedushin should be Typhus. Because the Isser Eishas Aviv was L'chal. This Anida, Kedushin is Typhus.
How could the brother marry her?
The brother went and was Mekadisha.
How could he be Mekadisha?
Why not?
His father's been
the Lachar didn't say Shesav was never Chal because Ein Issachal Lisser by Anida. She already was in Anida. Ein Issachal Lisser.
You want to say that there's no
Isser
of the
Eishas Av yet? The Eishas Av should not be Chal. You're right, it's strange. I'll explain to you why it's strange in a minute. But Chal says Ein Eloi Issachal Eloi Issa Maisif. That's his lashon. It's just two equally surim. It's a nida l'chal olam kulay, and this is only to fewer people. So it's a smaller issa, not a bigger issa. So if she was a nida first, and she married my father died, and my brother is mekadisha, kedusha l'chayr should be chal. Mekadisha, she's still a nida. Yeah. So I don't know if she still has to be a nida, but just to play it safe, let's say she's still a nida. So the kedusha be chal, and then the brother dies. So now my mother falls to meet my father's wife falls to meet the Ibam. So Rabbi Chanan asks, here you could have a case where my mother's wife does fall to meet the Ibam. because of the trick of Eidus Achal Lissa, my brother was able to marry her. What? She wasn't my father's wife. My father married her. But Kedushin's Taifis by Anita. So when my father married her, the Kedushin was Taifis, became my father's wife. Because the Isser of father's wife wasn't Chal. The father died. My father married Altanida, and then my father died. Then my brother went and married her. She's Bemitzias, my father's wife, and my brother's father's wife, but not Beisser. The Isser, father's wife, shouldn't be Chal.
Why does he say
Chal? He doesn't explain. He says, Eino lo yisem maisef, lo yisem kail. What? He's from, not from this woman. He's not from this woman. Both brothers could be from the same mother. That won't matter. The brother married her. Well, that the question is, once the brother marries her and dies, she should fall to even to the remaining brother. So he should be allowed to do Yibam. So he should be allowed to do Yibam. Should be allowed to do Yibam. That would be so strange. No? You have Eish HaSavid that you can even do Yibam to? It's a chorus. Not be bail. This Eishas Aviv is to get married. So we clared once if this Issa to get married to an Issacharis or if it's an Issa to be bail. So we said then the shame. One of the first year Rambam, I think, was it depends. Some psukim the Torah says Lasikach, and some psukim the Torah says Layagala Knaf. I think here it says Layagala Knaf Aviv by Yeshus Aviv. Say Layikach.
No, by Nida. No, it's to marry Nida.
There's no way to marry Nida, therefore. You mean she means it's a Maisiv because there is a to marry. So that's true if Yeshus Aviv is an Issa to marry. We have once spoken out that there's no issa to marry when the Torah expresses itself with the issa of Layagala Knaf Aviv, that when the Torah expresses itself in the lashon of Layagala Knaf Aviv, that there's no issa bia, there's no issa kicha, there's only issa bia. So
there's no man married.
Just happened that way. It just, that's what happened. The story went that way. The first she became Anita and then she got married. Right. No, it's a be on Anita before, even without marriage. You're not a be by Anita even without marrying her. It's still Karis. So therefore, the Issa Karis starts first.
The Issa of marrying a wife has nothing to do with the Issa Bia. If a woman marries Rachel, now everyone also to Rachel, even Mishas Erison,
I'm talking about Erison.
Yeah,
but that's when condition is Chal. I'm talking about that someone who marries his father's. So you're talking about the father's marriage?
Father
right. So the father married her.
The whole world, she's an Ish right now, from Erison. And there's not an Ish to the whole world because of the Nida. Of course the marriage is Chal. I mean the marriage is not Chal. What do you mean there's no Ish?
The marriage is Chal.
What do you mean there's
no Ish? There's no Ish.
Why not?
Because this Ish can't be Chal and this Nida.
Of course it could be
an Erison on Anita.
So
therefore what?
So
I'm talking about the Issa to be Boyal Eishes Aviv. The Avera that a person has to be Boyal Eishes Aviv. That Avera never happened. Because
there's
no Boyal Anita.
No Eishes Aviv regarding an Erusus of the father.
That's what we had said, that those places where the Torah expresses it, Lo Yagala Knaf, it's only an Issa Bia, not an Issa Kedushin. Every chuppas nida, how is she an Eishas Ish? How is she an Eishas Ish? To Gabi Sakaris, Eina Sakhal Lesser. How is she an Eishas Ish?
There's no issa to the person regarding chuppas nida. What's the issa? Eina Sakhal Lesser means that it's the person.
Talking about Issabia. Talking about Issabia. If you bail a nida, there's no mamzeris. If you bail a Eishas Ish, there is mamzeris. So how, by chuppas nida, is there an Isaiah ish? Maybe the Taka isn't. I understand.
It's a very good
thing. By Eishes ish doesn't say anything. It says the Parsha of Saita. By Kedushin Taifsin Beishes ish, so we had Machlaikis Y and Kedushin Taifsin Beishes ish. Now, Rav Chanan, after saying this, he says it's a tos for a different reason. He says, and he brings it from Rav Shimon, I think, that the din ein kedushin taifsin by chayvei krisos is not because there's an einish karis. In other words, if the reason kedushin is not taif is by your father's wife, is because there's an einish karis. So it's true, ein is a chaluser, and then the kasha would be a good kasha. He says, no, ein kedushin taifsin by chayvei krisos means these women who have such a metzias of this relationship, kedushin is not taifis. It's not the isakaris that makes that it's not chal. It's the metzias that my father's wife, I don't have kedushin with. Ein isakaris means the isakaris is not chal. But it doesn't depend on the isakaris. The whole Siman Gimel Rabbi Chanan is to show there's not that ein kedushin taifsin b'chayvei krisos is not because of the einish karis. It's because on a relative you can't marry. You can't marry a relative. So lefiha emes, the kasha doesn't begin, because the brother can never marry his father's wife, even ein isachal iser, and there's no iser of father's wife, but a metzias of father's wife you can't marry. You can't marry a relative. So lefiha emes, it's taka, not a kasha. But if we're looking to find a hechetimtza of a chiddush in the Mishnah, not so satisfying to have such a strange case to be the hechetimtza of a chiddush, but at least there's a hechetimtza of a chiddush. The Mishnah says that these sheish arayas, it's e-epsher, means it's e-epsher b'shum ha'ifin. Nishan suas l'acherim, the Rambam holds it means because they can only marry other people, they can't marry a relative. It is a chiddush. I have a case where it's a chiddush. It's not... It's the rule of the Mishnah, it can never be chal, is a chiddush in the case that Rav Chanan is dreaming up.
Even if this case is correct, that it's not an estimation, it's not chal for more people. The Rambam is chalak on the estimation that as long as it's more chumradik, it's chal anyway.
So how is it more chumradik?
Because it's not there, it's an ishus.
Alright, so we have to know the rule of ein chalis, or if it is that way. But you don't really want to go that way, because there are tanoim that don't hold the whole ein chalis, or even by estimation. Machlekes Tanoim, so you don't want to have. What? I understand. Okay, but to answer Bachanan's kasha, you don't want to answer it like some sheet is not like others. So it would come out when Bachanan says that his kasha, if you have an Ida who marries the father, and then the brother can marry him. That was Bachanan's kasha. So Bachanan says it's not shver, because the brother can never marry the father's wife anyway. Even though ain't a sechal lisser and there's no sechares, but the din of ein kedushin taifsin is a mitzias. That kedushin that taifsin is someone who is your relative of mitzias, even without an isser. Somebody who's your relative, you can't marry. It doesn't matter if there's an issacharis, there's no issacharis. It's not the isser that makes it; it's the relative that the kedushin that taifsin. That's what Machanan is saying. Go ahead. So it's mashmah that why the kedushin. It's mashmah mitzvah yibum b'bichal. The more means kedushin taifis. The more means because the more they're talking the case of kedushin is taifis. We're going on the 15 arayos. Not missing. All right, let's move to the second part of the Mishnah. B'shamay matirin hatzaras la'achim. If you would have gone to B'shamay's yeshiva and learnt Yevamis, you would have enjoyed it much more. All the cases of Tzaris and Tzaris are not in Shas according to Beishamai. Beishamai holds only in Erva. There's no such thing as Tzaris and Tzaris. There's no drasha of Litzrar. The Rebbe's drasha isn't Beishamai holds that what we learned all year, that a Tzara is Aser, is not Emes. A Tzara doesn't get, there's no Isser. Beshamay matirin hatzaras la'achim. Why? So Rashi here says, the bottom Rashi, Beshamay matirin tzaras erva l'siyavim la'achim, the less lehu hach drasha de litzrar. They don't hold of the drasha of litzrar. That bottom Rashi is very schwer. It looks like an easy Rashi. But Shammai holds that a tzara is mutter. Why? Zek Rashi. Why do we hold that tzara is also we dash a litzra? But Shammai doesn't hold of litzra. Such a Bekiva Eger, in his Agoyis on the Mishnayis, that what's Rashi doing? We're going to learn tomorrow, we're going to learn the Gemara. It says, my Tamid Be Shammai, and it brings Psukim. Well, Rashi's telling us, Bishamay doesn't dash a mitzvah, since they don't dash a mitzvah, therefore, since they don't dash a mitzvah, therefore, they hold that the tzara is mutter. Rashi makes a lot of sense. What's Pshat in the Gemara? My Tamid Be Shammai, the Gemara gives other reasons. Right, so we're going to see tomorrow the Taptaisis. Taptaisis is saying that the Gemara is saying, why don't you dash a mitzvah? And the Gemara gives Terunzim. In other words, you have to learn it all somehow into Rashi. So we'll come back to this in Yitzhak Hashem tomorrow. In the meantime, let's see the Mishnah. Beshamay matim and atzores lachim. Ubeshilal oyser. Beshilal is what we said all along, that a tzara is aser. Beshamay holds its mutter. Cholzu. If you did give chalitza, Beshamay paislam in akuhuna, ubeshilal mashir. Why? Beis Shammai says the chalitza is a chalitza because the tzara has a mitzvah, so you become a chalutza. Beis Shammai says, what do you mean? The tzara serva has no mitzvah. The same thing this yabu. Beis Shammai mashirim beis hillel paislam. Now here it comes out a nafgamina for mamzerus. You have a man who dies. A man married his brother's daughter. We're going now on the 15 Nashim. The whole Beis Shammai still is not going on the 6 Nashim, but on the original 15. Whenever we talk about the 15, we just talk about Bidai. First one, that's our example. A man has his brother marry his daughter plus someone else. The brother dies. We are like Beis Hill. There's no Yibum. The brother was married to my daughter and to someone else. No Yibum, finished. Let's say I am the Yabim, my brother's Tzara. The child will be a mamzer because it's Eishes Achiv and there's no mitzvah because it's a tzara serva. So Beis Hillel is going to say that if you do like Beis Shammai and you're miyabim, the child is a mamzer because there's no mitzvah of Yibum. So it turns out there are going to be people that are mamzerim like Beis Hillel and ksherim according to Beis Shammai. That's the way it's going to come out. Which is a chumra like Beis Hillel, and a kula according to Beis Shammai. As far as the, so that's one nafkamina Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. The main nafkamina is Issa Mamzeris. Of course, there's another nafkamina before any children are born. In a regular case of Tzaras Erva, and the Tzaras Erva herself wants to get married Lashuk. She wants to go and get married Lashuk. The Tzara Sarva to marry this brother, like Beis Hillel, like Beis Shammai is Mutter, like Beis Hillel, it's an Aveir. For to marry Lashuk, Koy to Beis Hillel, she's allowed to get married Lashuk. But there's no mitzvah Yibam. Koy to Beis Shammai, she's not allowed to get married to an outside person. She needs Chalitza Yibam. So what you have to understand in this Mishnah is that you have cases that are a chumra like Beis Shammai and a kula like Beis Hillel, a case that are a chumra like Beis Hillel, a chumra like Beis Shammai. Again, the case we're talking all year. My daughter marries my brother and has a tzara, and my brother dies. Now, loit Beis Shammai, I have a mitzvah to do yibum to this woman, to the tzara. And the rest of the world has an Aveira to come to. She's right now she's Meshubit to me. Koy to Beis Hillel, it's Fakaret. This Tzara is Mutter to the whole world. Because Tzara Sarva has no Yibum. And the Tzara is also to me, and if we have children, there's an Issa Mamzeris. So this Tzara, if she wants to play it safe, she should just do Chalitza, and she'll be safe according to everybody. She doesn't do Chalitza. If either she gets married Lashuk, once she gets married to the Yavam, she's getting into Machlaiksim. You get married to Lashuk, is Machlaiksim Beis Shammai Beis Hillel? To get married to the Yavam is a machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. So either way, you're going to have a problem. So the Mishnah tells us, even though Elu Oyser Velo Matira means Lashok, that they say you're not allowed to get married Lashok, they say you are. Yeah, be enough for Kain also, right? And she wants to be Yaitu Balshita, she'll get Chalitza and marry a Kain. Elu Paisla the Elu Mashirin, if the Vlad is born from the brother, they'll hold this Mabzeris and them not. Like Nimnu Beishamai Melisa Lashem Beisil, like Beisil Beishamai, they got married to each other. So it sounds nice and sweet that Shalom Al Yisrael, that they married each other. It doesn't mean they married each other's Isser. It means that Beishamai knew if they're going to marry someone from Beisil's city that's like Beisilu, and it's also to them, they'll tell them. If I care. If Beisilu marry somebody from Beishamai, so if there'll be some type of an Isser, they'll tell them. The same thing, called Taras Tvei, Shor, Elu Vitarim, Elu Vitarim, Elu Vitarim, Elu Vitarim, Taras Elu Agamim. So here, this second half of the Mishnah, this last half of the Mishnah, we have a basic Shaila in Halacha L'maisa. What is the Mishnah teaching us? Let's say I hold something as Aser, and you hold something as Mutter. Okay, we're not going to talk about such heavy things like Sarah Sarva. We'll talk about Erev, because then it gets emotional. We'll talk about Chol Yisrael, maybe it gets emotional by people too. I know. I wait 6 hours from Fleishiks to Melechiks, and you're naive to wait 1 hour from Fleishiks to Melechiks. I come to your house. You hold, you only have to wait 1 hour from Fleishiks to Melechiks. I hold, you have to wait 6 hours. Are you allowed to serve me something? And don't tell me it's melechiks. I had fleishiks an hour ago. Well, some people wait 3 hours. But I wait 6 hours. Are you allowed to serve me something? Don't tell me it's melechik. And I'll eat it. Like my shita, I'm doing an isser. I'm not allowed to eat it. Like your shita, I'm not doing an isser. I'm allowed to eat it. Is there an issa for you to give me something that's also like me and mutter like you? Or Ashkenazim and Sfaradim. Sfaradim only eat meat if the lungs are totally smooth. It has to be glatt, according to Sfaradic minig. Ashkenazim have a minig that we check circus. We rub circus. If they fall apart, we hold it called glatt. I once got a call from somebody, one of the yeshiva light was in a restaurant, and it said in the restaurant all the meat is Sephardic glatt kosher. So he called me to find out if an Ashkenazi is allowed to eat there, because he didn't know if the Sephardim are more mekel or more machmer. So I told him, don't worry, it's the Sephardim are more machmer. The Sephardim actually don't have their own shechita anywhere in America. The only Ashkenazic shechita is in America. The Sfaradim go, and by the shechita, they take the meat that's glatt, according to their minig. So at any rate, I have the same shaila. I have meat that's glatt, according to me. I get regular flesh that's glatt, according to my minig. The Sfaradi comes. Am I allowed to serve him the meat? I hold it's kosher. He holds it's not kosher. Is it mutter or not? Is a lift a evil? I see the Mishnah. If I give him something, that's also like him. What do you see from this Mishnah? That's the question. What do you see from this Mishnah? That's what that's awesome. Huh?
It's not really a rational Mishnah.
That's a safe thing to say. It's not a raya. Why?
It's not a raya because he's not saying that if I went ahead and I married the sorrow, I can go ahead and marry that sorrow too.
What he's saying is that the families that didn't marry the Torah, got married the Torah. What he's saying is that if I'm a Beis Holnik and they read me a Shidduch from Beis Shammai, I could go out with that girl and marry her. Because if that girl would have been a Mamzel Le Beis Hol, they would have told me before I dated her. What?
Yeah, what's the problem?
They.
And not having a case where I'm actually marrying those kids.
We are. I'm marrying somebody from Beis Shammai. If I want to marry one of those mamzerim, Beis Shammai would tell me, don't do it. No, which means the kid is a mamzer. It's a mamzer like Beis Hillel, not like Beis Shammai. You have this child, she's a mamzeres according to Beis Hillel, according to Beis Shammai, she's mutter. Right? So we're saying now, I'm from Hillel, I don't have to worry about going out with girls from Shammai. Because if this girl would be a mamzeres, they would tell me, don't, you can't go out with her. Because you're Beis Hillel, and you can't marry her. But it means that, you're right. But why did Beis Shammai tell Beis Hillel, don't marry this girl, she's a mamzeres? Is that because they held it till they either? You could learn that Beis Shammai, wasn't it big chassidus of Beis Shammai? Of course, it's Lufthei Iver, so of course they didn't, they would tell them. No, Beis Shammai holds it's not a mamzeres. Beis Hillel it is. So Beis Shammai could say, what's my problem letting them get married? That's Lufthei Iver. I hold it's mutter. So what? So let Beis Hillel do what they do, and I do what I do. Right. So let me ask you a question. Somebody Beis Hillel knocks on my door and asks me information about a girl. I say, a wonderful girl, and everything's good. And really, she's a mamzeres like Beis Hillel. But I only Beis Shammai. I'm a big chassid of Beis Shammai, and I think Beis Shammai is right. Was I ever in the Aveira by telling Beis Hillel, you can go out with her, she's wonderful? Was I ever in Aveira on that? They're not mamzerim. I hold them not mamzerim. I'm allowed to hold both Shammai. What?
I'm closing the marriage. I'm marrying
my mother. No, I'm not. I'm Shammai. I hold the Tanakh there. So I'm Oivel Lifteiver? If you do it for him? Am I Oivel Lifteiver by giving him something that's treif according to him, that's a mamzer according to him? I hold it's not a mamzer. I hold the Shammai and everything's fine. Am I over and over? Yes or no? It can't be in between. It's either yes or it's no. Now we know that Beis Shammai didn't do it. The question is, what are we supposed to get from this Mishnah? Are we supposed to get from this Mishnah a chiddush that that's Lufthei Iver, and Beis Shammai knew I'm not allowed to make Beis Hillel marry someone that Lashitasa Mizasser? Or no, Mikra didn't be mutter. Otherwise, I don't need a Mishnah. If it's Lufthei Iver, of course they didn't give it to them. Maybe we're saying in our Mishnah that even though you don't have to tell him, tell you a chiddush, you know, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, the Gemara says, Bivnei Shoyo Oyavim Vereyin Zelazel, because they were very close one with the other. Emes Vasholom Ehavai, Vulamdach Shechiba Vereyus Neyagin Zebizet. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel were friends. They argued, they fought all the time. But you can be friends even if you fight all the time. Many couples are that way too. So what? So maybe Beis Shammai was Mechmir. They were Ayavim Vareyim and they did a favor. Maybe it's not Mikra Adin. It's Mashiach. There's no Israel of David from the Gemara. Gemara's Mashiach that way. So this is the Shaila the Ritva. That Gemara clears this Nidain. If there's an Isser Lifnei Iver. The Ritva himself holds there is a Issel Lifnei Iver. We'll have to explain the Gemara soon. I think there are more Chayalkim, but the Vayal, I only know the name, the Prichadash. The Prichadash, the Klali Issa, the Heter, holds that there's no Issa. There's no Issa. Abba Vareyus, you want to, you're friendly with him, do him a favor, you tell him. But otherwise, you don't tell him. So we have here a question of whether there's Lifnei Iver to give someone something which Lishitasi is mutter, I hold it's mutter, Lishitasai is aser, and the nidain is, am I allowed to give it to him to eat? Maybe that's separate shaylus, we'll see.
I think between
Minhagim
and
Adina. I'm talking about something that's aser api halacha. Maybe that's mechal to rise from the rabbanon too, we'll have to get to that, but right now I don't want to be mechalik. And right now, we have, before we go any weiter, we have to declare what should be Alpi Svara. So Yisrael telling a Kayin, okay, it's good, because that's, it's true, the Aruch HaNer has a tshuva on this, in Binyan Tzion, Simon Samach Beis. See, he starts by saying what you're saying. He says, there's no Shaila. He gives an example. Let's say a Nazir visits my house. Am I allowed to give a Nazir wine? So that there's no Shaila. Even though I'm allowed to drink wine, he's not. But I agree he's not allowed to eat, drink wine. Let's say a Kayin invites a Yisrael, he wants to give him truma to eat. Of course he can give him truma to eat. Everyone's maida, the Yisrael can't eat. It's not a machlaikas. So that, he says, is loy mi boy, to give something that's aser, even l'shitascha, that afadiyah can't, just because I'm allowed to eat it, but he's a nazir, he's not allowed to drink it. That, there's no shaylef lefneiver, it's a gemara. The gemara said that someone's moishet yayin l'nazir is even lefneiver. So if it would be such a situation, there'd be no shaylef. The shaylef is, on the whole list of situations, where it's different. There's no end to the list, right? Somebody, you go to a Sfaradi and he gives you kidneys, he gives you a latke on Pesach, and you think it's a potato latke, and haha, it's really a rice latke. I don't know what it tastes like, but so is he allowed to give it to you? He's going to fool you, he's going to give it to you to eat. Well, you're not makpid achal v'yisrael, he is makpid achal v'yisrael. You're allowed to give somebody something that he holds is this, sir. The kahena rabbis.
The thing that he holds is not only he's dangerous, so if you gave something that he's dangerous to, he should be able to leave.
Even if you hold, if you were in his shoes and you had a kid, like, whatever it is, you also would hold the doctor. Yeah. So if I'd be in his shoes, I wouldn't give it to him to eat. But I'm not in his shoes, I'm in my shoes.
Yeah, but he held, but you know that he holds the doctor to
eat. I get what you're saying. But let me ask you, does it make sense that I am allowed to eat it, and the Torah prohibits me from giving it to another Jew to eat? Does that make sense?
Why not?
Eat it kosher as treif. Two Torahs. It's kosher as treif. We have machlokes. I hold it's mutter. The Torah gives me a right. Right? The Torah gives me a right to follow my shita. The Torah doesn't say I have to follow somebody else's shita. But my shita says it's mutter for all Jews. His shita says also for all Jews. My shita is mutter for all Yidden. I'm darshing the pasuk in the Torah like Beishamai. Shami darshing the pasuk. However, they darshing l'siyesh esamei sachutza. They darshing the pasuk that it's mutter. So that means Beishamai holds that Beishil is wrong. Can I ask you a question? Let's say someone comes to my house and he is totally he comes into the house and he heard that fish is fleishik. Someone told him fish is fleishik. Now, I know fish is not fleishik. You know fish is not fleishik. The guy just became from, he thought, he thinks fish is fleishik. So now, I'm not allowed to give him fish together with bagel. I can't give him a cream cheese and lox sandwich? Because he holds that fish is fleishik. He's making a mistake. Fish is not fleishik. So isn't Beishaveh saying the same thing to Beis Hillel?
The same question applied after. I'm looking at the case in the air. I don't carry, but I know he does carry.
So that we have to judge separately. It's a good shaila. If we're going to say that there's no issur in me giving it to him, so then we have to be down, could he do it for me? And we're going to get to that as well. We have to get to that shaila as well, because the Pesach can talk about that too. But we can't judge that shaila till we first judge this shaila. First, we're talking about, I hold its mutter, you hold its asr. You're talking, well, I hold its asr, you hold its mutter. So we're going to start our Mishnah. Our Mishnah's case is the Matirin warned the Oisrim. That's what we're starting. So let me tell you, there are two other Gemaras that you have to know. And then we're going to try to figure out how this works. Now, the Marmakayim is here, other Ritva, of course, on Yudal and Amid Beis, Ibra Maskel, Ava Vareya, what's the Lashon? Chiba Vareya, Snaig and Zebizeh, that Ritva. There's also Ritva on Sukkah Daf Yud. The Ritva, of course, has to be L'shitasai, which we'll figure out. And the Binyan Tzion's Tshuva Samach Beis. There's also a Ramah Neshach in Yeridaya, Simikuf Yotes, Shachis of Kot Nechof. It goes under Ramadia, and that comes sort of last. Now, let me tell you two Gemaras, and you'll tell me what you see from these two Gemaras. One is a Gemara the Ritva brings in both places, in Sukkah and here, and the Minyan brings, the Gemara Chul and Kufiyat Aleph. Now listen to the case. For tomorrow, you have to have the case clear in order for us to be able to discuss it. The Gemara says Rav and Shmuel had a machlaikis. If you cook fish in a fleishiga pot, I know some people have fish pots. In the time of the Gemara, there was no chumra. So chumra came in the later generations. Gemara says you cook fish in a fleish pot. Are you allowed to eat the fish with milk? Dogim sha'alu b'kairu shalbasa, kaderu shalbasa. Are you allowed to dip it into a milchika dip? That's called a naparnat, right? Fish, a part of a thing cooked in a fleshing a pat. It's not like a fish. Potatoes cooked in a fleshing a pat, you want to eat it with butter. What's it in? So the Gemara says that Rav holds its aser, and Shmuel holds its mutter. The Gemara says, I don't know about Havamina, the Gemara says Rav asered, and Shmuel was matir. I'll tell you the Gemara, you'll tell me what the Maskana is. The Gemara says that Rav answered and Shmuel was Matthew. The Gemara says that Rabbi Lazar visited Shmuel's house. Shmuel was serving, guess what? Dogim Sha'alu B'Karish Al Basar. He was serving it with Kutach. The Rabbi Lazar was a Talmud of Rav. So Rabbi Lazar refused to eat. Right? Shmuel could eat it, Shmuel holds his mother. Rabbi Lazar refused to eat it. So the Gemara says that Shmuel told Rabbi Lazar, that's funny, your Rebbe was here yesterday, Rav came yesterday, he ate it. And you're more machmer than your Rebbe, didn't eat it. So Rabbi Lazar got very confused. His Rebbe ate it. So Rabbi Lazar went to Rav. He says, Rebbe, did you have charata? He says, no, I didn't have charata. He said, yeah, Shmuel served it to you yesterday and you ate it. So the Gemara has a Lashon, very confusing. The Gemara says, Chas v'shalom, that the Lashon of Gemara is that the son of Abba da Abba, the son of such halakha people, would serve me something that's also like me. Chas v'shalom. Rashi says, Lahir adav liyad. So Rav said, the Chas v'shalom. He would never serve it to me. So again, we have the same problem. What's Pshat in the Gemara? Is Rav saying that it's an Adveira for Shmuel to serve it to me? We say no. B'noim shal Abba da Abba, he's the son of a halakha person, he wouldn't do it. Mm-hmm. The other question is, what really happened? Did Shmuel do it? The Binyan Tzion suggests, in his first Pshat in the Gemara, that Shmuel holds its mutter. So he served it to Rav Taka. Shmuel held its mutter. You're allowed to serve it to somebody. He served it to him. And Rav held its aser, and he thought Shmuel would never serve it to me. Which we need is machlekes Rav Shmuel, according to this, the first pshat, before he brings the ritva. So it's a very strange thing. Shmuel holds you allowed. Rav held you not allowed. So Rav apparently didn't know that Shmuel held you allowed, so Rav ate it. Okay. That's one Gemara, which all leaves us hanging a little bit in the halacha lemaisa. We need the Rishayim. The third Gemara on this sugya, so we have our Gemara, Chul and Kufiyat Aleph, and Sukkah Daf Yud. No, Rav assumed that he's not giving it to him. Rav was innocent. He thought he's getting power of a food. He didn't know it was cooked in a fleshiga pot. Someone says a very sharp thing on the Gemara, makes everyone laugh, that why does Rav hold fish you cook in the fleshiga pot is also in milk? Because he says it has enough taste that you can taste it. Shmuel holds, no, it's a tamkolish, you can't taste it. So Shmuel said, I'll show you. He served it to him. He didn't tell us good in the flesh you got bad. If you could taste it, why are you eating it in the lichix? But he says, you can't taste it. Huh? I'll prove it to you. Maybe that's even what happened. I don't know. The third Gemara is Sukkah Daf Yud. The Gemara has a machlaikis. If you're allowed to sleep or sit in a sukkah under nice sukkah that's hanging low from the schach. It's hanging, what's it called, Shia Dalet Fachim, I think. You have schach hanging Dalet Fachim lower than the schach. You have rather nice sukkah, nice sukkah that's hanging lower than Dalet Fachim from the schach. Are you allowed to sit under it? If the nice sukkah is on the schach, it's bottled to the schach. If it's hanging lower, it's a machlaikas there. Rav Nachman holds its mutter, and Rav Chista holds its aser. So guess what happened? Rav Chista was traveling, and he visited the Reish Galusa, he visited Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman gave him a sukkah to sleep in overnight that had nice sukkah that was hanging lower than Dalet, the bubble of the sukkah. He had nice bubble of the makbid that the nice sukkah hangs low was over the table. That they used to be. I don't know. I've been in Barapak for a long time. In my day, they were makbid should be over the table. No one should sit under it. At any rate, Rav Chista came. Rav Nachman gave him a sukkah where the nice sukkah was hanging lower than Dalet. And guess what? Rav Chista slept there. So the next morning, Rav Nachman goes to Rav Chista. He says, "Aha! You change your mind? You might did smutter." So Rav Chista answered him. He said, "No. We're shluchei mitzvah. Shluchei mitzvah p'turim in a sukkah. We're putim in a sukkah. You would have given us a kosher sukkah. We'd have said it. You only get us a possible sukkah. All right. So we slept there anyway. P'turim in a sukkah. Frekta Ritva. Why don't we see Rav Nachman? How could Rav Nachman give him to sleep in such a sukkah? Lefnei Yiver. Rav Nachman didn't know shluchei mitzvah and a p'turim in a sukkah. So how could Rav Nachman give Rav Chista such a place to sleep? From here, l'chayre it's a raya that you're allowed to give someone something that's also l'shita say. The other two gemaras, we said, is not a raya mukrachas api pashtus, but this gemara seems to be a raya. It's mutter. No, you see, what do you do with that gemara? You're telling me it's a chasa, yeah. Huh? What? They have to build a sukkah. Don't give them a pasul sukkah. What? Okay, so that the Aruch Lener suggests to make a chiluk between a davar hanikker and a davar she'enei nikker. So we're going to have to see if there's a mocker for this chiluk. Maybe that gemara is different. If it's nikker, you can give it to him. If he wants to sleep there, sleep there. If he doesn't sleep there, he won't sleep there. The other case is not nikker. Maybe there it's nikker is different. That's the B and C and suggestion. So for tomorrow, we have a job cut out. The three gemaras. I want those of you who have been here previous years. We discussed the shaila if l'fnei iver is a bein adam l'mokim dike iser or a bein adam l'chaveri dike iser, even if you haven't been here previous years. We discussed the shaila. Tomorrow we're going to come back, try to figure out on your own the nafkamina that's a bein adam l'mokim dike iser, a bein adam l'chaveri dike iser, and how it would impact the shaila that we're discussing.